T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Months worth of warnings, preparations about chronic shortages of personal protective equipment for the hospital workers and first responders apparently didn't mean much in the end. Just like at the start of the pandemic, doctors and nurses were short on masks and gloves and shields. 6 months later, shortages getting worse, right, as COVID hospitalizations are surging. Zenny Cortez, registered nurse, president of the California Nurses Association and National Nurses United. So, Zenny, how'd this happen?
First of all, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. I'm really sad to say that this is the same conversation that we had in the spring. And again, unfortunately, it still is a conversation. As we come into our second surge, we still do not have the proper and the optimum personal protective equipment that we have been asking for in the spring. And now they're saying that the stockpile is really dwindling and we need to start reusing decontaminated masks. And yesterday, even the head of Trump's COVID task force, Vice President Pence, had made an announcement that healthcare workers need to start reusing their PPE. So it's so disheartening and so frustrating for all of us frontline workers, because if we are not protected, our patients are not protected.
Now, am I wrong, or wasn't there a time when California was giving some of the stuff, masks and all that, to other places because we had enough? Or am I mistaken about that?
I think what was being given away was not the hospital-grade masks, because there are different types of masks on different levels. And so what I understood back then was the excess that we have here in California was not the hospital-grade. It was the industrial-grade that was being given away.
What would have fixed this? Is it California trying to go out onto the marketplace and buy more, which I think the governor has been trying to do? Or is this like a Defense Production Act thing where the feds should have gotten together and said, we're all going to make these and we're going to make plenty of them?
Right. Early on, we have sent a letter to President Trump, to World Health Organization, to CDC, to OSHA, to please strengthen the guidance, first of all, on the spread and the transmission of the disease. And then at the same token, we have asked President Trump to fully activate the Defense Production Act so that the industries locally would have produced the PPEs that we've been wanting and that we've been needing. But unfortunately, you know, our demand and our plea and our request had fallen on deaf ears. And so here we are facing the second surge of this pandemic, and we are still not prepared. And we have lost so many lives, so many nurses, so many doctors, so many healthcare workers. And we say enough is enough. Our lives are valuable too, because if we all die, who will be there for the patients?
Well,
no one.
And Zenny, I suspect that one of the reasons you're not getting a response, because you said that you've written to the president, is that the president feels that this is all under control and going away. Is he right or wrong?
He's wrong, because the COVID-19 virus is very well alive. And now it's not just affecting the old people, the older generation. But younger and younger people are being admitted to the hospital everyone fighting for their lives. I think he's oblivious to what's going on, because it's very real. It's right here in our midst. And, you know, since the get-go, he has always been saying it's a hoax. It's not a hoax. It's real. It's here. And once again, I'm very sorry for those people who follow him, because all of his decisions are all based on the economics, on the stock market, and not based on science. He should be listening to the experts on this. And I know I'm not an expert, but I know a whole lot to say that it's in our midst. And if we don't contain it, and if we don't, you know, stop the spread, it's going to wipe out all of us. And I'm really sorry. We nurses go in every day facing the unknown, but we continue to be there, not knowing whether we will have the personal protective equipment that we need to do our job safely.
We thank you for it. Zenny Cortez, registered nurse, president of the California Nurses Association and National Nurses United.